The Upper West Regional Coalition on Mining has kicked against the decision by Azuma Resources, a mining company in the region, to draw water from the Black Volta for its mining operations. Addressing a news conference at WA after a week-long training on laws on mining, a member of the coalition, Yusif Kanton, said government intends to use the same Black Volta as a source of drinking water for the WA municipality, and that the activities of Azuma Resources will affect water quality, thereby putting the lives of people in the municipality in danger. Correspondent Swala Abdul Wahab has the rest of the details.
The training program, which was organized by the Center for Indigenous and Organizational Development, CICOD, attracted 22 civil society organizations in the region. Mr. Kanton said the coalition is much worried about the negative effects of mining on various ecological zones in Ghana and the other three regions of the north in particular. The coalition therefore appealed to the government to reconsider any decision to open up Upper West Region for mining activities now.
Civil society organizations in the Upper West region wish to call on the President, His Excellency John Dramani Mahama, in whose hands the mineral resources of Ghana are vested to hold in trust of the people, as captured by the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana, to ask a matter of urgency, halt any processes to open up the Upper West region for any mining activity now. This is because of the fragile nature of the ecosystem, coupled with the weak legal regime, which tends to deprive the people of their birthrights.
The coalition further called on the Parliamentary Select Committee on Mining to do due diligence in granting mining license to Azuma Resources and any other mining company seeking to operate in the region.
It is regrettable to note that, notwithstanding the requirement of the EIA procedure in Ghana, which provides for the engagement and full participation of local communities and civil society organizations in the entire EIA process, our interactions with the communities reveals rather a weak process. We wish to call on the Parliamentary Select Committee on Mining and Energy and the Minister of Lands and Natural Resources to exercise due diligence and circumspection in the award of mining contracts to Azuma Resources and any other mining company seeking to operate in the Upper West region of Ghana.
Mr. Kanton contends that the net effects of mining in the Upper West region to the government and the environment will be much disastrous than any potential benefits one can envisage on both short and long terms.
Swala Abdul Wahab reporting.